by the Chazal Shmeres, and that's how he did the Avodah. The Maaseh has a Shmeres in the Torah that the Vadim Karov, that there was Mahalik of the system, and Bal Karov is not the shot that it's just a mechanical way of making sure that you don't get an overrun for Kahanim in 1 week and Okahanim, but the certain Pnimius did. We explained it over the years that each man has its own special school, just like Sukkot and Pesach and Av and the 3 weeks. And each man has a certain special aspect of Rukhiyah. And in an Avodah that's perfect, the person doing the Avodah would be a person who's shy to that. There's a person who's Mahalach and Avodah is passing for Simcha, there's a person for Avelos. Just like there are days and times of the year that have certain schools, people also have certain schools. Kohanim also had a Kohen that was in a certain place of and a certain Mishmeres was shy after that, Avodah and so on. There's one piece here I'd like to stop on. It says, in the middle of the book, we have Peres of Enyat Sheleach. Chalal Yisrael put out its hands and reached out to our Kodesh Baruch Hu with Tefillah. Aroma Tzedayim was a form of Tefillah. And he would not answer. Shiloi Hemina Behashim Sheleach. Because Chalal Yisrael did not listen to Nevi'im, that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu did not answer the Tefillah. I wanted to point out, it's built on a pasuk. There's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, Mesa Ozna Vishmer Pera Gam Tefillah Sadeva. That a person doesn't want to listen to Pera, his Tefillah is also Toeva. Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to his Tefillah. The opinion is that Tefillah is not, I mean, the sense of badgering HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, listen, I need this, I need that, the other one, it's the basis for all the Kadmonim we ask on Tefillah, what's the shot in that? You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing, and he's doing it for a reason. The Teretz is, Tefillah is a relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like when you tell someone that you have a relationship with, what you like, what you don't like, what you hurt, you know, and so on. That's the communication of the needs and feelings are part of relationship. So when a child comes to the father and says, I need some money to get this, it's not, you know, it's approaching it in the terms of relationship. That's part of the father-child relationship. But if somebody totally ignores you, in other words, he's not listening to you, and he's coming with a list of, you know, if a child tells the father, no, I really understand what you have to say, you don't have much to say, and I don't have any relationship, I cut myself off, but I come to ask for something. So the asking is insulting. The same thing, I have a friend, I say, listen, I don't have time for your stories because they're very stupid, but when I have something important to say, I'd like you to come by because I have important things to say. That's an imposition, not a relationship. HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does talk to us. I'm a Lama Teralam Yisrael. Every morning, every day, when I first come up a Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that at the Shara, at the Parah, this is the right way to go with it. So if a person listens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to him when he speaks. When the Nevi'im came and they said, Koyamar Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking, we have something to tell you. When it says Koyamar Hashem, then okay, let's. And so now when I talk that, it's part of a session. But if the Nevi'im say Koyamar Hashem, they say shut up, and then Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi with something that's terrible, you must bring Yeshua and so on and so forth. But what value those words have? It's. I mean, there's no. I mean, you're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu what you need. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the gift of having a kesher with him that expresses itself in both halves of the kesher. We can listen to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Nevi'im Umlezecha, Abbasu Umlezecha, and Divrei Torah. That's Lenefesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking. And we can speak HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tell them what bothers us. So when a person is, when the relationship is complete, I listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to me. That's the relationship of Torah and Tfilah, Nevuah and Tfilah. But when he refuses to listen to the Nevi'im, HaKadosh Baruch Hu suffers us. I'm not interested in hearing what you have to say. I have nothing to learn from you. So I'm not interested. So that particular piece over here, that Parashat Minatzel Leah, they put out their hands, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Tfilah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu refused absolutely to answer back, because Kilahem Mina Bahashem Shaleah, they refused to answer back, they refused to believe in a being that will come all the time. If we don't listen when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us, that there's no mockum to expect that he would listen to us when we try to do this.